Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Rag Made Simple. The Complete Visual Guide to Retrieval Augmented Generation by Near Diamond is a technical guide to one of the central design patterns in applied generative AI. The book explains how retrieval augmented generation connects large language models with external knowledge sources, so answers can be grounded in documents rather than generated only from model memory. Its purpose is practical and conceptual, rather than framework-specific. It emphasizes the mechanisms behind ingestion, chunking, retrieval, augmentation, ranking, generation, and evaluation. Diamond is known for open-source educational work on RAG techniques, and the book reflects that orientation by translating implementation patterns into visual explanations and plain technical language. It is aimed at developers, AI engineers, technical product managers, and architects who need to understand how RAG systems work without being locked into one vendor, library, or API. The result is a structured overview of modern RAG architecture, from simple pipelines to more advanced retrieval and reasoning designs. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, RAG as a grounding pattern for reducing model hallucination. The book positions retrieval augmented generation as a response to a basic limitation of large language models. They generate fluent language from learned patterns, but do not automatically know which facts are current, private, or relevant to a particular organization. RAG changes the architecture by adding a retrieval step before generation. Instead of asking a model to answer directly from internal parameters, the system searches an external corpus, selects relevant passages, and provides them as context for the final response. This matters because many practical AI applications depend less on creative language generation than on accurate use of proprietary or frequently changing information. The book treats this not as a minor add-on, but as a core engineering pattern. A RAG system must decide what information to index, how to represent it, how to retrieve it, and how to constrain the model to use it. The value of this framing is that hallucination becomes an architectural problem rather than only a prompting problem. Better prompts may help, but the more durable solution is a pipeline that supplies evidence, narrows the answer space, and makes the model operate over retrieved knowledge. Secondly, document chunking and contextual structure as retrieval design choices. A central practical theme in the book is that retrieval quality begins before any search query is issued. Documents must be prepared for indexing, and the way they are split has a direct effect on whether the right evidence can later be found. Simple fixed-size chunks may be easy to implement, but they can cut across concepts, separate headings from explanations, or create fragments that lack enough context to be useful. The book discusses more intelligent preparation strategies such as semantic chunking, proposition-level chunking, and contextual headers. These techniques reflect a broader principle: information should be stored in units that match how questions are likely to be asked and answered. A retrieval system is not simply a database of text fragments, it is a representation of meaning optimized for later use by a language model. Contextual headers, for example, can help preserve where a passage belongs within a larger document, reducing ambiguity when retrieved alone. This topic is important because many weak RAG systems fail not at generation but at ingestion. If the index material is poorly segmented, even strong embeddings in large models may retrieve incomplete or misleading context. Thirdly, smarter retrieval through query transformation, HIDE, hybrid search, and re-ranking. The book moves beyond basic vector search by explaining why user queries often need refinement before retrieval can work well. Real queries may be vague, underspecified, overloaded with jargon, or phrased differently from the source documents. Query transformation strategies address this by rewriting, expanding, decomposing, or clarifying the user request before search. HIDE, or hypothetical document embeddings, is presented as one method for improving semantic retrieval by generating a plausible answer-like document and embedding that representation, rather than relying only on the original short query. The book also covers fusion and hybrid retrieval, where dense semantic search can be combined with sparse keyword-based methods to capture both conceptual similarity and exact terminology. Re-ranking adds another layer by taking an initial pool of retrieved candidates and ordering them according to deeper relevant signals. These methods illustrate a key engineering insight: retrieval is not a single operation, but a sequence of decisions that progressively improve the evidence supplied to the model. The practical benefit is higher recall without sacrificing precision, especially in domains where terminology, phrasing, and document structure vary substantially. Fourthly, advanced RAG architectures for correction, explanation, graphs, and multi-step reasoning. A distinctive part of the book is its coverage of RAG patterns that go beyond the simple retrieve then generate pipeline. Corrective RAG introduces mechanisms for detecting when retrieved evidence is weak or insufficient, and then triggering additional retrieval or repair steps. Explainable retrieval focuses on making the source selection process more transparent, which is important in professional settings where users need to know why an answer is supported. GraphRAGE extends the retrieval model by using relationships among entities and concepts rather than treating all chunks as isolated text. This can help when questions depend on connections across documents, people, products, events, or technical components. The book also discusses deterministic RAG agents and multi-step reasoning patterns, where retrieval and reasoning occur iteratively rather than in one pass. These designs reflect the fact that complex questions often require planning, intermediate evidence gathering, and synthesis across multiple sources. The significance is not that every application needs the most advanced architecture, but that RAG systems should be matched to problem complexity. A support FAQ may need simple retrieval, while research, compliance, or enterprise knowledge tasks may require layered retrieval and reasoning. Lastly, evaluation of retrieval quality, faithfulness, and answer relevance. The book treats evaluation as a necessary part of building useful RAG systems, even if its emphasis is more introductory than exhaustive. Evaluation in RAG is difficult because the final answer depends on several stages: document preparation, retrieval, context selection, prompt construction, and generation. A poor answer may result from irrelevant retrieval, missing context, excessive context, or a model that ignores the supplied evidence. The book highlights the need to evaluate retrieval quality separately from generation quality. Retrieval metrics ask whether the system found the right supporting material, while faithfulness checks whether the answer stays grounded in that material. Answer relevance examines whether the final response actually addresses the user question. This distinction is practically important because improving the wrong layer can waste effort. For example, changing the language model will not fix an index that never retrieves the needed source. Similarly, better retrieval may not help if the prompt allows unsupported synthesis. By introducing evaluation as a pipeline-level discipline, the book encourages readers to treat RAG as an engineered system with measurable failure modes, rather than as an informal combination of search and prompting. In conclusion, RAG Made Simple is best suited for readers who already understand the broad idea of large language models and now need a practical map of how retrieval-augmented systems are designed. Developers and AI engineers can use it to understand the moving parts of a RAG pipeline before selecting tools. Technical product managers and architects can benefit from its visual explanations because they clarify trade-offs among chunking, retrieval, re-ranking, graph-based retrieval, and evaluation without requiring deep implementation detail. The main practical benefit is conceptual portability. The book focuses on why techniques work and when they are appropriate, rather than presenting a narrow tutorial tied to one framework. Its intellectual value lies in showing that RAG is not a single recipe, but a family of design patterns for grounding, searching, filtering, reasoning, and verifying model outputs. Compared with many books and tutorials in the same genre, it stands out through its visual pedagogy and its breadth of modern RAG techniques. It is less focused on exhaustive code walkthroughs or a specific ecosystem such as LangChain or Llama Index, which may limit readers seeking tool-by-tool instructions. However, that same limitation makes it useful as a durable reference for understanding the architecture and reasoning behind production-oriented RAG systems. If you would like to support Near Diamond, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.